Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, please join me as we lift up the prayers of the people this Sunday. A few prayer announcements I want to add. We want to pray for Pandora. We got a message out about Pandora having the same surgery, unfortunately, that her daughter had to have. So we pray that both mom and daughter are doing much better and healing from that. Want to continue to pray for Nancy Eller's cousin, Brian. We're so sad to hear that he's back in the hospital after fighting this terrible cancer and all that he's going through. But we do pray that he gets out of the ICU and then also out of the hospital and gets home soon. Also, we'll continue to pray for John Addington's cousin, Dick, as he recovers from his heart surgery. And keep in your special prayers, dear Joe, Janet Salter's husband, Joe, who had to be in the hospital. He didn't stay overnight, thankfully, but was in the hospital with heart issues and blood pressure issues. So please do keep him in your prayers as well. Lots of new prayers to add this week. And of course, please know that we're always praying for our ongoing folks that need tender mercy and care. So let us gather in the spirit of prayer this morning. Gracious and loving God, we give thanks that you bring a sword of peace. It is a sword that cuts through the brokenness of this world. We do not always understand the full picture of what you are doing in our lives. But Lord, we ask that you help us to trust that what you are doing is cutting into the heart of what needs to be changed in this world and in our lives. May we be instruments of that peace, and may we just be still and listen to the call of where you are guiding us today. Lord, in your mercy. God of earth, we give thanks for another beautiful day. Help us to continue to be stewards of this earth, to care for our habitats, for our environments, to use only what we need, and to share our abundance with others. Bless wildlife, bless our beaches and forests, bless all the places that have strangely seen a resurgence because of the pause button that's been put on humanity. We pray that we might resolve the issues that caused that pollution in the first place and see the beauty of it now and try to preserve that as we go back to moving again. Lord, in your mercy. God of healing, we give thanks that you promise to be with us always. We pray for ongoing healing after surgery for Bev Kenyon. We pray for healing for Dick after his surgery. We ask that you'll continue to be with him in that journey. Lord, we pray that you will bless and keep Pandora after her surgery, both her and the family. They have been through so much, Lord. We pray for her and Amanda and all those that care for them deeply. Bless them and keep them in their healing. Lord, we continue to pray for Brian, Lord. We know that Cousin Brian is in the hospital. Again, we're saddened by that. We know his health has been very fragile. But Lord, we also realize that with you, all things are possible. And we pray that your healing hands will be upon that beautiful man and his family. And Lord, may you also lift up dear Joe. We give thanks that he wasn't hospitalized, but we pray that he doesn't have to go back. And may your healing hands be upon Joe and strengthen Janet during this journey. And may you lift up all the names of those who we name silently in our hearts at this time, in need of your tender mercy and care. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, we know that sometimes we are reluctant and find it hard to hear your words. We find it hard to act in the manner that you've called us to. We pray that you'll help us to continue to be instruments of peace, justice, equality, joy, sharing out of abundance, and all the other fruits of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit that you give us. May we continue to not shy away from difficult conversations about the brokenness of in our world. May we continue to pray for those who have been afflicted by the terrible injustice we see in our culture and society. May the tensions that now exist, especially among police and communities, be de-escalated, and may we come to the table with meaningful conversation and mutual care for one another. And may you bless and keep the fathers on this day, all the daddies who have put the time in to be with their children, to walk with them as a parental figure. We pray that you will bless them as they celebrate Father's Day together with their families. Lord, we especially pray for all the dads that might be away right now, for perhaps those dads that are in the military deployed right now. We pray for our military, for all of our government and other leaders across the globe, Lord. Guide them and keep them. Give them wisdom. Give them patience. Give them respect for humanity and for one another. And into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. Amen.